From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Iraqi forces and Shiite militias have counterattacked the Islamic State in Iraq. Iraqi government forces and militias deployed toward the city of Ramadi, taking aim at Islamic State fighters who seized the provincial capital earlier this week. Iraq's defense ministry said the country's air force conducted a number of airstrikes targeting the headquarters and vehicles of Islamic State militants. Officials said a series of targets were destroyed. Shiite militias also battled Islamic State fighters in the northern Iraqi city of Baiji, just hours after the militiamen broke a siege on Iraq's largest oil refinery. Iraq military leaders say that the key to retaking the refinery is to take control of Baiji. Islamic State fighters still control large parts of that oil facility. The U.S. military said the international coalition it leads conducted 22 airstrikes in Iraq overnight, focusing on Ramadi, the ISIS stronghold of Mosul, and the area near the oil refinery at Baiji. The leader of an opposition party in Burundi has been shot dead by unknown assailants in Bujumbura. Witnesses and residents say Zedi Feruzi, the head of the UPD party, and at least one of his bodyguards were killed in a drive-by shooting on Saturday. At least 45 people have been killed in fighting between al-Shabaab militants and government troops in Somalia. Officials say dozens of people were also wounded when heavily armed al-Shabaab militants launched surprise attacks on government troops before dawn south of the capital, Mogadishu. For more on these stories, please visit our website. This is VOA News. Ireland has voted to legalize same-sex marriage by a 2-to-1 margin, making it the first country to approve gay marriage by a national vote. The yes outcome is due, in part, to thousands of young Irish voters who returned home from abroad to cast their ballots. Huge crowds cheered outside Dublin Castle when the vote was announced. Enda Kenny is Ireland's Prime Minister.
With today's vote, we have disclosed who we are, a generous, compassionate, bold, and joyful people. Yes to inclusion, yes to generosity, yes to love, yes to equal marriage.
The conservative Roman Catholic Church is a dominant force in Ireland, and many clergy have expressed opposition to a constitutional change. The secular Irish government, on the other hand, supports it. Gay marriage is legal in more than a dozen European countries. President Obama used his weekly media address to mark the Memorial Day holiday and pay tribute to those who have died in uniform. Mr. Obama said this year Memorial Day is especially meaningful because it is the first time the holiday has passed since the war in Afghanistan ended. The president called on Americans to remember the sacrifice of those killed in action.
Like generations of heroes before them, these Americans gave everything they had. Not for glory, not even for gratitude, but for something greater than themselves.
On Monday, the president will take part in a special ceremony at Arlington National Cemetery to pay tribute to those killed in military service. The U.S. Justice Department says it will review the acquittal of a Cleveland police officer who fired through the windshield of a car at the end of a 137-shot barrage that left two unarmed black occupants dead. Officer Michael Brillo was acquitted of all charges against him Saturday. The acquittal came a month after a month of testimony in Brillo's trial in the deaths of Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams in November of 2012. Judge John O'Donnell said his ruling only reflected the facts of the case.
Having so found, in summary, I find that the state did not prove beyond a reasonable doubt that the defendant Michael Brillo knowingly caused the deaths of Timothy Russell and Melissa Williams, because the essential element of causation was not proved for both counts.
13 police officers fired at the pair's car after a high-speed chase, but Brillo was the only one charged. The Justice Department said it will not review the testimony and evidence presented at the trial, but will determine if additional steps are available and appropriate. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.